Welcome to Memorial Stadium in Baltimore, for the game between the Kansas City Royals and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Amos Otis. Batting second. The right fielder, Jim Wolford. Batting third. The left fielder, Hal McRae. Batting fourth. The first baseman, John Mayberry. Batting fifth. The DH, Harmon Killebrew. Batting sixth. The third baseman, George Brett. Batting seventh. The catcher, Fran Healy. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Cookie Rojas. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Freddie Patek. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Paul Splitterv. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Al Bumbrey. Batting second. The second baseman, Bobby Grich. Batting third. The DH, Tommy Davis. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Lee May. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Ken Singleton. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Paul Blair. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting eighth. The catcher, Dave Duncan. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Mark Bellinger. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Ross Grimsley. And now, play ball. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis takes first base on ball four. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Otis. The throw from Duncan and he is safe. Otis steals second. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Bellinger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Grich scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Otis moves to third. Two outs. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Otis scores. It's 1-0, Royals. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Mayberry moves to second. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Al Bumbrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bumbrey takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich bunts towards first. Mayberry scoops it up and throws to first, with Rojas covering, for the out. Bumbrey moves to second. One out. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Royals will come to bat. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett bunts towards the right side of the infield. Grich scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Fran Healy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Healy hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Grimsley fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas hits a pop-up towards third. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Singleton moves to second. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson bunts towards the mound. Splitter fields it and throws to first for the out. Singleton moves to third. Blair moves to second. One out. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Singleton tags and scores. Blair tags and moves to third. Two outs. It's Royals, 1, Orioles, 1. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Orioles 1. The Royals will come to bat. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek takes first base on ball 4. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Patek. The throw from Duncan and he is safe. Patek steals second. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Otis strikes out. One out. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford is 0-for-1 in the game. Wolford hits a fly ball into left field. Bumbrey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Patek moves to third. Two outs. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0-for-1 in the game. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Al Bumbrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bumbrey is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Bumbrey hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Rojas reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich is 0-for-0 in the game. Grich hits a fly ball into left field. McRae settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-1 in the game. Davis hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Orioles 1. The Royals will come to bat. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Mayberry is called out on strikes. One out. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0-for-1 in the game. Killebrew hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Grich settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0-for-1 in the game. Brett hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Royals. Fran Healy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Healy is 0-for-1 in the game. Healy is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-1 in the game. May is called out on strikes. one out. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Singleton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Blair hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Mayberry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-0 in the game. Robinson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Singleton moves to second. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Duncan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rojas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Orioles 1. The Royals will come to bat. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas is 0-for-1 in the game. Rojas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Freddy Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Patek bunts on two strikes. And it's a foul ball, for strike three. Two outs. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Otis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Otis. The throw from Duncan and he is safe. Otis steals second. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford is 0-for-2 in the game. Wolford hits a fly ball into left field. Bumbry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 0-for-1 in the game. Bellinger hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Al Bumbry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bumbry is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Bumbry bunts in front of the plate. Healy fields it and throws to first for the out. Bellinger moves to second. One out. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich is 0-for-1 in the game. Grich hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Rojas settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-2 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Orioles 1. The Royals will come to bat. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0-for-2 in the game. McRae hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. May settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Mayberry hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Doyle Alexander now pitching. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0-for-2 in the game. Killebrew hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Grich settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Grich fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Marty Patton now pitching. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 2 in the game. May hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Singleton hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mayberry scoops it up and throws to first, with Patton covering, for the out. Two outs. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Blair hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Patton fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Orioles 1. The Royals will come to bat. Fran Healy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Healy is 0 for 2 in the game. Healy hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Alexander fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas is 0 for 2 in the game. Rojas hits a ball on the ground towards first. May scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Rojas for the out. Two outs. Freddy Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Patek hits a fly ball into right field. Singleton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Duncan hits a fly ball into left field. McRae settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bellinger strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Orioles 1. The Royals will come to bat. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Otis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander fires to first and picks off Otis. One out. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford is 0 for 3 in the game. Wolford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0 for 3 in the game. McRae hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gritch settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Al Bumbrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bumbrey is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Bumbrey hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of McRae. Bumbrey reaches second base with a double. Bobby Gritch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gritch is 0 for 2 in the game. Gritch hits a fly ball into right field. Wolford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Bumbrey moves to third. One out. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 3 in the game. Davis hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Rojas misplays the ball. That's an error on Rojas. Bumbry tags and scores. It's Royals, 2, Orioles, 2. Don Baylor pinch runs for Tommy Davis. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Baylor. The throw from Healy and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 3 in the game. May hits a fly ball into left field. McRae settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Singleton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Orioles 2. The Royals will come to bat. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Mayberry hits a pop-up towards short. Bellinger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0 for 3 in the game. Killebrew takes first base on ball 4. Al Cowan's pinch runs for Harmon Killebrew. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Brett hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Singleton. Brett reaches second base with a double. Cowan's moves to third. Fran Healy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Healy is 0 for 3 in the game. Healy is walked intentionally. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas is 0 for 3 in the game. Rojas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it, throws to home for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Blair strikes out. One out. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Duncan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Orioles 2. The Royals will come to bat. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Patek hits a line drive towards short. Bellinger reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Otis hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Grant Jackson now pitching. Vada Pinson pinch hits for Jim Wolford. Vada Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Otis. The throw from Duncan and he is safe. Otis steals second. Vada Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson strikes out. Two outs. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0 for 4 in the game. McRae hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gritch settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Vada Pinson now playing right field. Tom Chappe pinch hits for Mark Bellinger. Tom Chappe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chappe strikes out. One out. Al Bumbry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bumbry is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Bumbry strikes out. Two outs. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich is 0-for-3 in the game. Grich hits a fly ball into left field. McRae settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Orioles 2. The Royals will come to bat. Tim Nordbrook now playing shortstop. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Mayberry hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens strikes out. One out. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 2-for-4 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got one RBI. Brett bunts in front of the plate. Duncan fields it and throws to first for the out. Mayberry moves to second. Two outs. Fran Healy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Healy is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Healy strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Jim Northrup pinch hits for Don Baylor. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-4 in the game. May hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek fields it, and throws to get the runner. And he throws it away. That's an error on Patek. Northrup moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Singleton is walked intentionally. May moves to second. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Blair hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Northrup tags and scores. That run is unearned. One out. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 3, and Kansas City Royals, 2. Goodbye from Memorial Stadium in Baltimore.